Recordings have started. Please proceed.
Thank you. So please be aware, as usual, that this meeting is being recorded, and if you have any objections to that, please disconnect now. So welcome, everyone. Happy New Year to all of you. I hope it's going to be a productive 2015, and obviously especially for the work of this group. Just the usual reminder, be aware that we have the audio enabled in the Adobe Connect room, so you'll need to mute your computer microphone or the microphone in the top left-hand corner of the Adobe Connect software, and obviously similarly if you're dialed in. So please make sure you're on mute so we don't get any unnecessary interference. Good. So we've had continuous work throughout the holiday season, and it's a huge thanks to everyone. I think it's often underestimated quite the commitment that it takes to get this work done, and this is possibly one of the most dedicated groups I've had the opportunity to work with. People have worked night and day, regardless of personal and other commitments, and especially over this traditional holiday season for many of us at least. We have a plan to keep the meeting to an hour today. It's nominally scheduled for 2 hours, but you will all or almost all of you be aware that there are now two surveys out, and in particular one whose deadline for completion is imminent. And we, in discussion, co-chairs and coordinators, felt that it would be very useful if we gave some time back to you to complete those surveys. We really would like to see all of the CWG members contributing by giving at least their personal view in the survey, if not representative views that they are aware of the respective groups that they represent. So that's some key points. Just to note that we will record everyone who is in the Adobe Connect room as present. So if you are not in the Adobe Connect room, it would be great if you could make yourselves known now over the audio, only if you are not logged into the Adobe Connect room. I'll pause for you to make yourself known. All right, so we assume that everyone in the Adobe Connect room is in attendance at the meeting and will record you as present and will not record anyone else as present. We have been working, Lisa Furr, my co-chair, and myself, to coordinate with the CCWG on accountability. I know this is a sensitive point for many in this group and an issue of heightened awareness, and for some a problem that these two groups are operating separately. I just wanted to assure you that we've been meeting on a weekly basis as far as possible and making sure that there is good communication between the groups. There is an expressed intention on the part of the chairs, which wasn't helped by the holiday season, to now try to attend one another's meetings. And I'm personally aware that one prospective solution to making sure this linkage is strong is that we may end up with one or more of the proposals made by this group conditional on particular accountability pieces being implemented. So just to give you that assurance, if you are concerned about the way in which things are working and being coordinated, that's not necessarily transparent to the group, but there is ongoing activity and communication taking place there. Any objections to trying to keep this meeting to an hour, and any other comments in this welcome section? All right, let's, in the interest of keeping things moving, let's do that. I'll call now under agenda item 2, and noting that I apologize that the agenda wasn't sent out to you previously. It follows a relatively similar format to that which we've used before, but nevertheless, it should have been sent out to you 24 hours at least before the meeting and wasn't. So apologies on behalf of the co-chairs for that. If we could move straight on then into updates from the subgroups, to the extent that there is something to update on, and if we could keep those brief, that would be great. I think it's probably logical to go into three first, if Greg is on the call, and ask for any recent updates or key points from that.
Good morning, Jonathan. It's Greg Chatton. In terms of recent updates, we had our calls. A call this week on Wednesday, yesterday, and we used that call to refine the second of the surveys while it was in draft. I think we made a number of very positive improvements in the survey, which is now out for completion, and which, as you indicated, will be used for completion of the survey later in our call time. We had intended, if possible, to also get to a discussion of the structure of the CSC. We could not get to it during the call, but I will remind all on the group that it would be good to review the kind of straw man structural analysis document, try to refine that on the list, especially given public comment and the impending work weekend. It would be good to continue drilling down on that and also on other elements of the framework, even though it's obviously in flux. That's about the size of it in a nutshell. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg, and noting your continued tremendous ongoing dedication and commitment throughout the last few weeks.
Thank you.
Can I have any input or update from RFP4, please?
Sure. Good morning, all, or good day, all. This is Robert Guerra, co-chair of RFP4. We met earlier this week. I think we're the best way to summarize our discussions is that the previous week we had agreed to some approaches and are waiting for RFP3 to go through its comments and finalize what they wish to be putting forward. And so we're a little bit on hold, but have an approach and a methodology to go forward and some documentation just ready for that to finalize. And so I think the one bit that we have for RFP3 is that any changes to the model that has been developed, please be communicated to us so we can adjust our documentation accordingly. And that's it for RFP4.
Thank you, Robert. And then I think it's likely, is it Cheryl from 5? I have someone available to report on the work of 5 in the interim to the extent that there has been any.
Hello.
Hi. Got someone with a live mic, but no. Yeah, I see your hand is up. Go ahead.
Since there's nobody else around, I just can say that there was a call last night. For me, it was in the middle of the night. And there is a draft, I mean, a skeleton of a draft for IPv5, and it's actually on the website. You can find it on the CWG website, and but there's not a lot of progress happening because actually, I mean, there's difficult to say a lot about because it's so much dependent on the outcomes of all the other groups. So, and one extra item, as far as I remember correctly, is that that we will try to find try to find time to get another call, probably at the end of Sunday, something like that, to see whether there is some more, whether some things are getting more clear from the other groups. So we're actually more in holding pattern than anything else.
Okay.
But again,
go ahead.
I just want to make the disclaimer that I'm doing this from scratch, from what I remember from yesterday, and there might be more, but I don't know it yet.
No problem. Thank you. And noting that there is the intention to have a meeting of five over the course of the weekend, potentially. Are there any questions for under this section 2 on the updates at this point? Seeing no new hands up, I'll move on then to the work in progress. Now, as you're well aware, there are two. There has been some quite substantial work on the summary analysis of the public comments, which was presented to us by the staff lead on that, Bernie, who's been working on supporting us with that analysis. So there has been a further iteration of that since our last call. So I felt that it was probably useful that Bernie just gives a very brief update as to what that iteration was, any changes, and we take comments, inputs, or suggestions from the group on that. So, Bernie, if I could ask you to just comment on what's changed or moved on since our last meeting, and then we'll take any input questions or comments on that.
Thank you, sir. Basically, I think it was fairly well stated in the email. What's been done is basically there were several responses missing, and these are now included. We've moved things around the page, but haven't changed how we do the analysis. So basically, everything is coded in yes, no, no comment, yes with reservations, and the analysis is based on yes and yes with reservations and no discounting, no comments, except that we assign a weight to sort of match up things. The results did not significantly change since the last time this was presented. It's probably easier to understand. Our major agreement level for defining major agreement was 75% or plus, and basically when that is achieved, either in a yes or a no, you end up with the box being yellow. If you see the box in pink, it usually means that there's an issue with the weight. And given not a lot of things have changed, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. It's broken down in four groups, basically all the responses blocked together. Then we've got them in the next tab by type. The types that we have are basically, given the volumes, ended up being CCTLDs, groups, and individuals. We then did an analysis of CCTLDs in the wide sense of the word, which include regional organizations, versus the RSIG proposal to see how they match up. And they did on a lot of things, and that's interesting to look at. And finally, we did an analysis of those people that operate in one way or another inside the ICANN arena versus those that do not. And again, that was interesting for the fact that there seemed to be a fairly high degree of correlation on the major agreement points for those inside ICANN versus those outside. That's my summary, sir. I'll be glad to take questions.
Thank you, Bernie. Any comments, questions, or issues arising on this? We did cover it fairly well at the last meeting, but it may be that for whatever reason there are questions or comments since then. Go ahead, please, Donna.
Thanks, Jonathan. Donna Austin. So I have a general question about the analysis that was done and whether there is an intention to do any work on the, I guess, the alternative proposals that were provided within the comments. The registry stakeholder group provided some, provided an alternative proposal. Google did. I note that there were a number of others as well. The reason I ask this is that the sticking point that seems to be with this group is Contract Co. or internal to ICANN. And I think we're doing ourselves a disservice by not actually developing something that looks like what would an internal to ICANN proposition look like. And a number of the alternative proposals actually address that. So I'm just wondering if that's a path that we intend to go down, or and if it's not, I'd like to understand why that is. Thanks, John.
Well, thanks. That's a very good point, and in some ways, it's kind of it speaks to section four of this agenda, and that's apparently missing on the looking ahead. Yeah. So that's to my mind, that really, and it may be that that's something you and others want to flag up as to how we route our work going forward, because it's clear that we've got, you know, bifurcating, you know, we've got a primary solution that was developed or proposal developed in Frankfurt, and an alternative proposal, and then what I'm starting to see as a series of hybrids or in-betweens that come out, and that, you know, clearly the challenge is whether or not these can be synthesized to the satisfaction of the group. So it may be that that's something we want to direct in thinking about the work weekend and what our expectations might be of that. I'm open to any other comments or suggestions as to how we respond to that, but I'm personally certainly very mindful of those additional or related proposals as you've described. I've got a hand up from Milton and a hand up from Alan.
Yes, does that mean I'm recognized? Can you hear me?
Milton, we can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yes, on the alternative proposal, it's a bit of a dilemma because if you look at the numbers, essentially what we have are only seven commenters commented on the alternative proposal that was specifically asked about. Of those, three of them liked it and four of them didn't. And basically most people did not comment on it. Of course, there were individual alternative proposals contained in some of the comments. And I think it would be somewhat strange for this committee to say that we're going to stop working on a proposal the basic outlines of which were supported by about two-thirds of the comments, and work on a proposal that three comments said they supported, or one comment said they supported. Now, that doesn't mean that elements of some of these alternative proposals were not worth considering. In fact, some of them have some very good ideas in them that should be considered, but I think we have to be in a framework or a mindset of how do we make the basic Frankfurt proposal better or more acceptable, and not throwing it out and starting with something that has, you know, significantly less support and has had significantly less discussion. So one alternative to that might be to set up a subgroup of people who all want an internal solution to propose something fairly detailed that they could bring back to the group while the rest of us are using the surveys to improve the Frankfurt proposal. I think that two-track approach might be a good way to proceed.
Thanks, Milton. And we are effectively moving, drifting into Section 4 to some extent, but that's not necessarily an issue, and that two-track proposal is certainly one way we could think about. But I'm very mindful that the surveys are going to, you know, they're out there, and so one of the reasons I was sympathetic to not getting too involved in the detail in this meeting and concentrating on giving the time over to the surveys was exactly that. It feels to me like there's a lot of flux, there's a lot of discussion and a lot of activity that we still need to work through before deciding on the routes, but that's interesting to think about a two-track way forward. Let me hand over to Alan.
Thank you very much. I guess I strongly support what Donna said, and I don't object to a two-track of proceeding on a non-contract coversion as well, presuming, of course, we get staff support and things like that. The problem earlier in this process is a number of us were told to go off and develop a proposal, but do it without any of the help that the mainline proposal was getting, and that was very problematic. It may be true that not many people commented on the other proposal or other proposals, but the results that Bernie has presented indicate a significantly large component of those responding do not like the core part of the CWG proposal, and that is specifically the contracting entity. And as Donna said, I don't think we can in clear conscience ignore that and just barrel ahead on the other path and presume we can tweak the contract co enough to make it inoffensive to those who believe there shouldn't be a contract entity. I think that presumes the outcome, and I really have a real problem with that. Thank you.
Donna, you're next.
Thanks, Jonathan. I guess I just want to respond to Milton and also Alan to some extent. I think in my mind, this is important enough that we need to take some time to look at the internal to ICANN situation. But I understand that we have two things working against us with that. We have the timing that we're working to, and we also have the fact that the accountability stream is still under discussion. Much of the internal to ICANN has been based on a faith that the accountability working group will come up with something that gives us some level of comfort that internal to ICANN can be sorted. So that kind of works against us. I think Milton is breaking this down to numbers, and I think that's a little bit dangerous. You know, there's been some conversations on the list about weighting of certain groups. The internal to ICANN solution is being proposed by a number of CCTLDs, and as a customer of the IANA function and have been customers for the primary customer for many years, I don't think we should just discount that because it doesn't, the numbers don't add up. So I think, you know, this is obviously and even breaking it down within the CWG itself, in terms of the path that we've taken, I think we went down a certain path, but again, because of the time frame that we're working to, we didn't give due consideration to the alternative. And I kind of think we have some agreement around the MRT and the CSC, but it's that whether this should be internal to ICANN or whether this should be a contract co is the thing that's outstanding. So I think in order to consider this properly, I really think we need to look at that. What does internal to ICANN look like? Also recognise that we're, because of the time frame we're up against, we probably haven't done so. And also because the accountability stream is, you know, still in the early stages, that kind of works against us as well. So I guess I just wanted to respond to Milton and also to support Alan in some respects. Thanks.
Okay, so thanks, Donna and Alan, before you. I'm mindful that there's a queue developing, but the primary topic of this section and is to try and critique or comment, which Donna, you did in that previous point to some extent in talking about the use of numbers or not, as the case may be, the summary and analysis public comments and the effectiveness of the surveys. And then I'd like to move us on to looking ahead and bearing in mind the tight timescale. So I don't want to cut the queue short, but to try and focus your comments on the effectiveness or not of the public comments analysis, then on the surveys, and then we'll try and pull it together to how we use that criticism to figure out our weekend's work. Thanks. Over to you, Robert.
Hi, this is Robert. For the record, I'm not sure if I'm jumping ahead, but I do wish to point out something that was I think mentioned maybe a little bit earlier, that in addition to the surveyor poll that was presented earlier, we do have two other polls now open, one of which is closing today. And in those polls, there are more specific detailed questions and the ability for respondents to put in comments on on far more nuanced aspects of the proposal. And so I strongly suggest those who may not have yet gone through those polls to do so. A reminder was sent out yesterday in regard to the CSC MRT survey, and there was quite a number of people that responded yesterday, and that poll closes today. And so I really insist that goes through. I think we'll try to pull out some of the sentiment that comes out of those polls, but that's, I think, one thing, and that's what I'll say for now. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. I'll just keep moving through the queue then. Chuck, go ahead.
Thanks, Jonathan. I want to reinforce some things several people said, and I'll try to be quite brief. First of all, I think Milton makes a good suggestion that we should form a group that will start digging into the alternative proposal. But I want to add another nuance that Donna kind of hit on in her first comments, I think. I think we ought to also do what she said, and we ought to look at the other alternatives, whether they're just variations or whatever they are, that were proposed. I think at least 8 different commenters propose some kind of variation or even a different approach, and we ought to look at those in light of both the CWG proposal that RFP3 has been working on and in light of the alternative proposal that the ALAC and even some others have seemed to support. Regarding the timeline, if we let the timeline drive what we're doing and we get to a point where all we're looking at is one alternative, we're not going to get the broad support that we're going to need at that point. So I think we have to look at various alternatives and then try and make each of the primary proposals better by using the input from the others that have commented on alternatives. Thanks.
Thanks, Thanks, Chuck, and I think you make a very good point. It's by what method do we get broad support? Because clearly that's the ultimate objective, and we're pretty split at the moment. Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. Olivier Crapin-Leblanc speaking, and I might have missed this in an earlier discussion, but are we expecting a qualitative analysis from staff as well, or are we going to just have this quantitative analysis? The reason for it being what I mentioned on the list, if you do have the, let's say, the GAC, the ALAC, the NCSG saying one thing, being in favor of XYZ, and Mr. Tomlin, Mr. Dick, and Mr. Harry being against that, in the quantitative analysis, of course, you end up with 3 and 3. But in the qualitative analysis, one is able to put a lot more weight on the three organizations than on Tom, Dick, and Harry. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivia. And to the extent that there's a question there, are we looking at a qualitative analysis? Well, we're certainly having the discussion about the qualitative components of it. I don't know that. I don't believe we have a current plan or methodology to apply a qualitative analysis at this stage. It remains a possibility. Milton,
Jonathan, it's Olivier. It would be in line with other public comment analysis. I do believe, of at least the ones that I was on the other side of the consultation, the side that was asking the questions, that staff was doing a qualitative analysis and was providing a report on who said what, basically, and in one document. So I realize it is a lot of work, and that's why I asked the question, and there may be not enough time for it to be done. But thanks.
Fair point. Thanks, Olivier. Milton.
Yes. In terms of commenting specifically on the analysis that Bernard provided, I do have a serious problem with it, and it's the same one that I expressed last time it was discussed. The big issues that we're debating here are separability. There are people who support it, there are a few who don't, and then there's the, can separability be achieved better or adequately through an internal or an external solution? I think that what Bernard did, or whoever did this analysis, they broke things down into some extremely narrow questions, with the result that, and they said that basically nobody commented on them if they didn't address those very specific breakdowns. And so that if you look at the NC column, you see that it's actually containing the largest numbers almost all of the time. I agree with Olivier that we need to take a more qualitative approach, and we need to read the comments and see what they mean, particularly with respect to those big issues. And I think in our analysis, we did that, the IGP analysis. And one could quibble, you know, around the margins of what we did, but fundamentally we're finding that there is overwhelming support for separability. There are a few people who don't. There is a slightly preponderance of evidence in favor of external separability, but there's a substantial group that wants to explore separability in an internal context. And the analysis that we have in front of us now, I think, basically misses that. It doesn't quite get us to a clear direction in terms of what the fundamental issues are and how much support there is for each of those perspectives. Just to give you an example, you know, we've got to move beyond, you know, picking an anecdotal or individual response. So, yes, Donna, it's true that some CCTLDs wanted an internal solution, but if you look at the entire group of CCTLDs, you find a 6-5 division, almost 50%, more like 55-45%, in which some CCTLDs came out explicitly in favor of an external separability solution, and the other 45% came out in favor of a internal approach to separability. So I think, again, this justifies a two-track approach in which we continue to improve on the Frankfurt proposal and try to address the problems people had with it, and at the same time, the other people can work on the details, which simply don't exist yet, of what an internal solution would look like.
So we're about to, thanks Milton, we're about to move into the survey. So I'd quite like people to comment on the usefulness and effectiveness of the surveys in resolving some of these issues. And also, I guess one of the challenges we will face is if we do go down that two-track approach, how on earth will we reconcile those at the end if they end up appearing to have as or equivalent quality? Greg and then Alan.
Hi, it's Greg Chatton again. Thank you, Don. Two quick. One, I do think that when we look at the differences and similarities of proposals, there is at least a fair amount of variations that still use something like the MRT and the CSC and the IAP. So those, I think, are the less difficult to reconcile. The contract co versus no contract co is one that's much more of a dichotomy, and there's really that really needs to be looked at, I think, in two pieces, which is, or maybe not, but there needs to be acknowledged there are two aspects of that. One is the contract co, and the other is the contract itself. If there's no contract co, then there's either then there needs to be some other document by which everything that the contract would do would act that perhaps that is the sort of an internal to ICANN document. There seems to be some audio on the phone. So I think we need to think about what the vehicle would be that the contract would be, and if there is an alternative solution, it needs to take both of those elements into account. And I think in terms of the survey, particularly, while obviously I'm a contributor to and proponent of the survey, there is a danger as we look at things granularly in losing kind of sight of the forest for the trees and looking at alternative structures and not just at alternative elements or refinements. So I don't know if all of that got through since somebody had decided to put an awful noise in front of my statement. But that's my view. In short, no contract co means no contract, and we need more. We need to deal with that, too, in terms of any alternative. And that's the surveys are a bit granular. So we need to try to be also looking holistically. Thank you.
It's Greg, and a reminder to all to keep your phones on mute. I mean, the surveys being modular as they were in part, as they are, is in part designed to try and break away from a particular solution and focus on the critical components. But I do take your point that perhaps moves us away from seeing the wood for the trees and therefore considering alternate structures. Alan, go ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to go back to the analysis we were talking about and the fact that in at least some of the proposals, some of the comments, a simple analysis really doesn't do it. And I'm looking in particular at the registry proposal, which we keep on talking in this group about the direct customers of IANA. Ultimately, the GTLD registries will be a very large number percentage of the direct customers. And their report is very nuanced, and I'm not going to try to speak on behalf of the registries, but the report almost says we would prefer an internal to ICANN, but we do not believe the accountability issues can be addressed properly in a way that satisfies us. And that goes directly back to what we were talking about much earlier of the coordination between these two groups and the timing dependencies. We are making here what may be one of the most important decisions on behalf of the Internet that we've ever had to make. And we're doing it on a timeline that is rushed and perhaps without proper analysis and discussion. And I'm really afraid of where we're going because of that. The some of the comments are very nuanced and are not amenable to simply being put in a category, one category or another. The whole issue of risk comes up and is mentioned by a good number of the proposals, and that we haven't done that kind of assessment yet. I understand we've hoped to, but again, the timeline works against that. And I'm really worried that we're making such a crucial decision on behalf of the Internet, not just ICANN, and we're not giving it proper time and process. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. So I'm mindful of both the big picture time issue and the small picture time issue. So let's try and conclude on the work in progress and then concentrate our next part of our conversation on looking ahead and how we make best use of the future time available and indeed whether that starts to need thinking about. Greg, is your hand up again, or was that an old hand?
No, it's not an old hand. I didn't raise my hand before.
Sorry, Greg, that's one. You go ahead. It was Greg's. Greg's was the old hand, not yours, that's answer. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. I just want to share that I'm deeply uncomfortable with the way some of the discussion is going for quite some time. I've been trying to fill the survey, and I'm really unable to fill it in a way that allows me to reflect what I can say or what I think. I try to follow the discussions on the list, and or the lists in plural. And to be frank, it is impossible for anybody who has activities that are not entirely dedicated to this to be able to respond in the same manner that a lot of people are doing. We take a lot of attention to maintaining time limits for speech when we have face-to-face or conference calls. But on the list, there is an overwhelming presence of people who are pushing one particular solution. And I do not feel, I'm sorry to say, a desire to listen to what people who do not fundamentally feel that this is the right way or who fundamentally feel that this is complex unnecessarily. I don't feel the desire to listen and to try to take into account their views. Arguing about percentages of votes on limited contributions is the exact contrary of a consensus-building exercise. And I want to make a very important distinction on this issue of separability that we've been struggling with for a while. And bear with me for a second. I see that, as I said on the list, there is a huge confusion between two visions, which is not at all separability or non-separability, as those who support a strong potential separation try to argue. The confusion is between, or the distinction is between the possibility of a separation if necessary, which I think has a huge amount of consensus, and the view that some people believe that the priority today is to prepare the necessary separation. This is a way to address an issue that is actually preventing convergence rather than supporting it and fostering it. I just want to say this. It's my 2 minutes. I cannot cope with the flow of the discussion, but I do not see consensus emerging at the moment. And I think there are elements of the methodology and the approach, and also the attitude of some of the contributors, that is not respectful enough of people who may not be of the same mind. And there is an imbalance between the time that some of us can devote to this and the time that some others who are deeply invested in this topic for very valuable reasons do devote to this. That's all I can say at the moment.
Thanks, Bertrand. Indeed, the list is very active. I haven't looked at whether or not it's, well, it is hard to keep up to it unless it's, you can dedicate the full-time efforts to it. In the spirit of what you said, let's move on to item four, and start to think about how we might work effectively and work together to try and build what we may do over the weekend. We've clearly got four meetings coming up. The coordinators, co-chairs and support staff will be co-located to try and most effectively productively manage the discussion and move things through. It will need commitment from all of the members and participants to participate in all four meetings if possible. And in order to prepare for that work as effectively as possible, we really want to encourage you to fill in the surveys. My personal view is that the surveys will be an additional very useful, notwithstanding their potential limitations, will be a very useful additional contributor to the view of the group of the group working on this over and above the public comments or in addition to the public comments. So, given that we have these four meetings and the prospective work weekend, I mean, in effect, some suggestions have come out. The prospective development of qualitative analysis, the consideration of a second track of work or a subgroup working on further developing an alternative proposal. Are there any other thoughts or suggestion as to how we best and most effectively manage the weekend? And I should say really that the existing plan clearly has us working through the weekend and then pulling together using the output of that weekend's work to pull together a final draft for submission to the chartering organizations around 1 week later. You can't help to notice the significant comments in and around time pressure and the potential restrictions that places on finding a consensus. So I think we have to work with our original goal in mind, but be mindful of the fact that that's exceptionally challenging to unrealistic, and make an assessment of that at the end of the weekend. So the co-chairs are very aware of the time constraints and that some might view those as unnecessarily demanding. And to the extent that we feel that a consensus can be built with a little more time, that's something we might well be prepared to argue for. But let's not use that as a basis to not commit to the most effective working we can at the present time. So, suggestions or comments as to how to make best use of the weekend. The coordinators and the co-chairs will get together for a planning session late Friday and try and pull that together so we can take suggestions from you now and comments and anything about method, approach, structure, and between now and Friday. Robert, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
This is Robert for the record. Just seeing some of the comments in the chat, I think what might be useful if there are individuals that for whatever reason cannot connect in on Saturday, I think it would be worthwhile if there are some comments or one that they take the polls to, if there are comments that they can relay to us to make sure that their points are taken into consideration, would be particularly helpful. And I think from what I'm hearing, I think it probably might be useful to have a sense of the variety of different options. Instead of being a binary, it's one option or another. If there's a nuanced scale of different issues, that those try to be presented and discussed over the weekend. And then the question would be coming back is, you know, how does the work from the weekend feed into what happens afterwards? And so I think that'd be worthwhile commenting a little bit on this call before we wrap up. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. So any response to that will be welcome. I've certainly for one, seeking any guidance as to mechanisms to synthesize rather than create that will work with the kind of polarity, if you like. Stefan, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, first of all, I would like to give some support appreciation for work in RFP3 and I forgot what we call them. Do we call them surveys now? But the written response, anyhow. Because I think that's a good way forward in work. And since you talk about work weekend and the methodology for it, I think this is a good idea. If we have the ability to assess and set together remarks coming in from the written responses, I'm quite happy. I'm also happy about qualitative analysis and the second parallel subgroup if that is needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Stefan. There's obviously active discussion going on in the chat. It would be very, very helpful to. It may be that we have to let the course continue to run on email. I for one am mindful that we are very much midway in terms of the surveys and what they will produce, which is one of the reasons why I was so keen to curtail the time spent on this call. Some of the obvious energy into preparing, into responding to those surveys, and also hear any contributions to how to constructively move forward. We'll take a comment from Donna, and I'm mindful that we are coming towards the top of the hour, so let's take the comment from Donna and anywhere we get to.
Thanks, Jonathan. Donna Austin. If I understand you correctly, you're looking at possible items for discussion during the working weekend session. Is that what you're seeking?
Sorry, could you repeat the question, Donna?
Are you asking for possible agenda items for the sessions on the weekend? Is that what your question was?
Yeah, agenda items, Donna, and also any sort of thoughts as to how we approach. It's quite clear that we've got a significant split, at least in and around one critical component of potential different solutions. And so there may be mechanics or methods or any techniques that the coordination group can take into their Friday planning meeting and say, right, this we believe is the most effective way to utilize the time commitment that we and everyone else in the group is going to commit to this. So, Donna, feel free to contribute now or on lists, and if not, if you don't have anything more to add right now, I'll move on to Chuck.
Sorry, Jonathan, I was on mute. So I think something that I would like to see discussion around is how we manage the proposal given the accountability work stream that's happening. I think it would be really useful to have some kind of update on where the accountability discussion is and the anticipated timing that they're working to finalise their IANA work stream. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you. Chuck.
Yeah, just two quick things. Number one, what Donna just said is I want to note to everyone that some of the questions in the second survey deal with how we deal with the accountability group. So it illustrates why it's so important to get a lot of feedback on both surveys, including the one that was just sent out. And secondly, Jonathan, you really answered the second one. You're not just looking for feedback on this call, but if people will, you said this in an email, that if people will provide suggestions for the weekend on the email list, as long as they're before later in the day Friday, that would be great.
Yes, thanks, Chuck and Donna, before you. So we're expecting to receive some form of update from the accountability CCWG chairs, and so that'll be very useful, and we'll share that with the group. And I take the point that the suggestion on immediately of managing our proposal in relation to accountability, and I think that's a critical area. That's welcome. And as you say, Chuck, anything else that comes in the interim. These surveys, so I think what we will do now is allocate the remainder of the call to the response to the surveys and strongly encourage you to fill them in, acknowledging that they are, that you could criticize them, but they have been produced in very short order with an intention to take another cut at getting substantial input from CWG members. Please go ahead and do it and encourage anyone you know who is not on the call or to take the time to do so. Alan Greenberg, go ahead.
Thank you. I was trying to address the item B, January 12th onwards. My recollection is that we decided that because of the diversity, anything that comes out as a final report is going to be sufficiently different from our preliminary report that we had to go out for public comment again. Has that decision been changed without discussion? Because the timing to submit something changes completely, even if we come out of the weekend with a single unified decision, the public comment skews that timing completely, and I'm not sure how we can do it without a public comment. So could we address that, please?
Thanks, Alan. I recognize the rationality. Sorry, I went on accidentally back on mute. I recognize the rationality of your point. I don't necessarily recall us agreeing to that. Can you remind me when that was, that you know, if you like, second public comment was discussed?
I certainly can't remind you as the time. Maybe staff can go back. I know there was a discussion on do we believe that we can refine this and then just give it as a report. Certainly we have to go out to our chartering groups. The charter makes it very clear the chartering organizations have to pass judgment on what we're doing. That alone is going to take time.
Thanks, Alan. That's a given.
Excuse me?
You go ahead, and I didn't mean
yeah,
to cross.
I think we did decide on a public comment. I may be misremembering, or maybe I'm remembering correctly, and we can't find the point. Regardless of whether we decided it or not, I'm, you know, we at the very least have to go back to our chartering organizations. So the timing, I would like to see a time projected timeline at this point. Maybe that comes on Saturday.
Yeah. So all right. Well, let's park that for the moment. As I said, I recognize your point and understand it, and it certainly is not uncommon to do that. I just didn't necessarily recall that we'd agreed it. But let's not get into a debate over that at the moment. Let's just acknowledge the value of the point. The current plan, the existing plan, however challenging to extremely stretching it is, has us putting having the intense weekend of work, producing a revised draft, over the following week, and then sending that out to the chartering organizations on or around the 19th of January for clearly, ideally, support. But that's I recognize that where we are, that seems like a stretch at best. So let's see if we can't move on to review the action items. There's clearly three of those up in front of you on the screen. And I have also, I think, I've picked up one that is at least give consideration to a second work stream to explore, a second group or work stream to further develop elements of an internal to ICANN solution. Certainly picked up another action which said give consideration to undertaking qualitative analysis, time and resource permitting. So I think those are a couple of other items I picked up. Are there any other comments regarding action items that we might take? I guess should the emerging proposal be substantially different to the current draft, give consideration to a second public comment period? I had a discussion with Lisa, and I'll just make this known to you just prior to the call, and both of us have looked at the surveys, contributed to their development, but independently considered that it's probably not appropriate for us as individuals to complete those surveys. So just letting you know that that's our view. If anyone feels strongly differently that that it would be appropriate for the co-chairs to do so, let it be known, but our current intention is not to each individually complete the surveys, but that doesn't mean we wouldn't very much like to have all of the other members contribute to them. Looks like I've got a final hand up from Milton, so let me give you that opportunity, Milton.
I just wanted to say that I don't see any reason why the co-chairs should not fill out the survey. I don't see how it prejudices anything or I don't see how it does anything bad. I do see how you not taking a survey removes, the validity of the representative, the results by eliminating two people who are part of the group. So I just don't get it. Why would you not take the survey?
It's a fair point, Milton. I mean, my sense was I looked at it, considered doing it, and felt that it would that in many ways a chair's role is to try and some degree of separation from the primary issues, and so that was the motivation to try and keep a little bit of distance of going down a route of making decisions on some of the primary issues, but rather to try and stand away from that. So that was really where my thinking was on that.
Have I changed your mind?
Can anyone else? Look, certainly I'll think about it.
I'm sorry. This is Shiva. I'm not on Adobe, so I'm not able to raise my hand. Can I speak? Or please tell me when I can speak.
Please go ahead, Shiva, and then I want to make sure I remember to make a note of responding to Steve's comment in the chat.
I heard about some restrictions on co-chairs responding to a survey. Is it just the co-chairs of the whole group or the co-chairs of the subgroups as well? And another question: co-chairs are ought to be co-located this week, and where are you meeting? Thank you.
So, one. This was simply expressing my personal opinion, and I had conferred with Lisa what her opinion was on it. So really, at this point in my mind, it related to myself and likely Lisa, as well as the co-chairs of the whole group, not those that are coordinators of the subgroups. And second, just to answer before going to Lisa, Steve's question about the weekend activities. The weekend activities are four meetings of the CWG, of the whole CWG, to which we hope all members will attend. The physical co-location is a practical point to try and make sure we as coordinators and co-chairs work as effectively as we can about planning agendas, being able to change course as necessary and work together in a co-located way. So we're not having an all-weekend session of the CWG. We're having four meetings of the CWG with the coordinators and co-chairs co-located in order to best manage that series of meetings. Lisa, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. I just wanted to get back to the co-chairs and the coordinators doing the survey, and I think the coordinators should, of course, do the survey, and I think in any way my thought was to try and be neutral in this stage of, or being neutral as a chair, and that's why we didn't want to imply anything. And of course we can do it as persons and members and not as chairs, so it's just to try and have a view of any solution and not trying to affect anyone by doing the survey. But I'll reconsider. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. And I think with that, we're recognizing that we're starting to lose people anyway, but please, third time I ask at least, please make sure as many of you as possible complete the survey. So with that, I think we'll bring the call to a close. Encourage you to complete the survey and look forward to an intense weekend of work together in a couple of days' time.